This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
No, 9 minutes past eight here on the Hump Day Crew. Ginny and Bish, your Wednesday pick me up. Midweek pick me up.
We'll get there, won't we?
We will get there eventually.
I reckon one day we will.
A lady we like to take us there, to get us there, to entice us with a bit of mind food and to feed our body, minds and souls with a bit of positive stimulation. Natalie Zibung, all the way from Sydney. Good evening.
Evening.
Oh, it's what a joyous occasion. She's singing.
Evening.
Well, Bish asked me the magic question. I'm so excited.
What was the question?
My usual question, what are you wearing?
I like that introduction. I think Bish needs to think of a bit a new material.
Why? That's not new charges. I honestly want to know what she's wearing.
I like it. I'm wearing a very feathery, lacy number. How's that?
Hello. Is that sort of like an ostrich with a doily on its head?
Can you see me? Where are you?
I know. Here. I've got a webcam set up.
Oh, hello. I should really turn that off.
You should do. No, yeah, I know. It's lovely to see you there. Well done. And good evening all the way live from Sydney.
Good evening. It's nice and warm here, actually.
Oh, really lucky because it's actually quite cold here, Zibu.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Zibu, we're actually talking a lot about the physical here with feathers and ostriches and things that are sticking heads underground, which they shouldn't be.
God.
Let's move out of the physical and let's talk about the metaphysical, which is what you're talking about today. Which is soulmates.
Soulmates, yes. Well, we all have our different, beliefs and opinions about soulmates, and the topic of it is always kind of intriguing and debatable. And, you know, a lot of us are curious to know how we can meet it, or have we met them, or do we have more than one? Have we met them already and not even realised it? So,
because the thing is, Zibu, the thing about soulmates is there's a lot of social and romantic connotations to the word soulmate and to the term soulmate, and there's also a spiritual connotation to soulmate. So it's quite a big conflict when people grow up around those conventions and go, okay, where does actually soulmate fall for me?
Yeah, well, what does it fall for you? Do you think you've got more than one, and have you met one or two or all of them or none of them?
I think soulmates, it's actually quite a subjective term, because you could have soulmates or you could have a soul cluster, which is like a soul family, a group of soul people. What are you laughing at, Michelle?
No, I totally agree. It's subjective and it's a soul cluster. I just like your terminology. It's
group
soul
is what
cluster.
I like to call them. You know, we all have a group of soul mates that we, you know, we grow up with and we spend, you know, lifetimes with, really. Is that what you're referring to?
I think she's getting to that. But she's got a soulmate in the room as far as I'm concerned.
Are you referring to you, Vish?
Of course I am.
Oh, dear. I was actually looking around generally going,
where? I'm here, you Wally. Here I am.
Wally chops.
Bollocks and all.
Wally chops. Bollocks and all, yes. So, yeah, no, I take on board what you're saying. I agree with you. There is that soulmate. I'm hoping my soulmate is listening to me on air tonight.
Oh, Bish, it's so sweet. Well, when we think of soulmates, a lot of us do refer to one of a romantic level, and, you know, a lot of us believe that our soulmate is the person that we'll be spending the rest of our lives with. But I believe that we have more than one, and I believe that we have, like you said, a cluster or a group of them. Soulmate can be someone that's connected to you from maybe another lifetime, if you believe that, and someone that understands and mirrors you, if you know what I mean. And I know I've met a soulmate in my life who's my ex-girlfriend and now a very, very good friend of mine. And with the connection that her and I had when we were together for years, we still have now, but it's purely platonic now. And I think that you can keep that. And that's how I know that, she is one of my soulmates.
I think one thing about having a soulmate is, in the practice of a soulmate, and obviously romantic conventions kind of dictate that the person that you love unconditionally, you have to end up in a relationship with, a romantic relationship, that be it. But it actually doesn't have to be that way. You can unconditionally love someone who you have either previously been with or are friends with, but you don't actually have to be involved with.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. And, with soul friends or, you know, a soulmate that is a friend of mine, I think the question about, you know, how do you know is, I think you just know. You know, when you meet that person and, again, that person is a mirror of you and that person understands you and you feel connected to them and they're like a second mind to you, that is when you know.
Fantastic. And soulmates, generally, in each lifetime, or if it's just this lifetime, which would be your first lifetime that you meet with this soulmate, there's always a journey to go through.
There is, yes. Well, that's exactly what it is. Soulmates are on a journey together in your life, and, you know, you do meet everyone for a reason, and, you know, eventually you will come together with one or two, and I hope everyone gets to meet their soulmate, soul friends, soul partner, soul everything in their lives, and, you know, have a beautiful relationship together, and a journey.
And I think it's important for the listener out there as well. Do they believe they have more than one soulmate? I mean,
yeah,
that's important. Do you think you've got more than one soulmate? And have you met your soulmate?
That's a good question. I think we should put it out there.
Let's do that. 0427JOY949. I sound like a robot, but 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Natalie and the Hump Day crew would like to know, do you believe that you have more than one soulmate? And have you met yours yet?
There we go.
Natalie Z Boong, thank you very much for your time again. We will chat to you next week for a bit more of mind food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that? I brought that on for you.
That's just beautiful.
That's for you and your ostrich feathers.
Oh, well, thank you. And my lacy number.
Your lacy number. We'll speak to you again next week, my darling.
Alrighty, and say hello to Netsky Cuddleski coming up.
We will do. Not
is that
a
how
problem.
You say her name, Cuddleski?
Cuddleski.
Why would I be saying Cuddleski?
No, what are you doing pronouncing every letter in that? You mean it's Cuddleski. It's because, ask her about it, it's because that woman gives out so much beautiful cuddle. It's just beautiful.
She does. She's actually on a hug campaign, which the Hump Day crew were part of a couple of years ago, but she does give, probably, she's up there with Rosie O'Donnell with giving hugs, I have to say, Zibu. But I said Cuddleski because I genuinely thought that was her surname, because she probably grew up, you know, with that surname, and people like, oh, she gives cuddles, and that's why she's got into this habit of giving
Russian
cuddles.
Is she Russian?
That's why I thought Russian or Polish or something.
She must be Russian. I think apparently she doesn't look Russian.
No, I thought she was Slovenian. And I saw her face, I'm like, maybe down the line there was Slovenian
but
in there.
We will be speaking to her after this wonderful song, and thank you for requesting it, Zibu.
Did I? Oh, cool, okay.
You sure did. We'll speak to you next.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.